This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
All right, 11:01. McMonagle here with you for the final hour. We got you for one more until Gordon Damer comes your way at 12. 888-808-1019. All right, so I've asked Marco to stay here as this is going to be the last time I think I work with Marco for the rest of the year. Marco, obviously has been with me for the 2.5 years in the overnight. Even if things weren't different for Marco, because unfortunately Marco won't be around after December, we still wouldn't see each other. So it sucks. It's been great. I've enjoyed it so much that I got you a little something.
Get out of here. Come on now.
And I knew, and before the break too, he's like, oh, do the math. I don't know if we're going to see each other again. I already done the math, and I knew that tonight was going to be the last night I saw you. So I got you a little something. Because to show you, I appreciate you, and we had a great time, and it was fun beating your ass in the football picks. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'm going to say it.
I was going to say, I remember only one season.
You won.
That guy, yeah,
no,
I
know.
Feel like that one got credit.
And as much as I'd love to give you a steak dinner and a little bit of a wedge salad, I don't know if it's going to happen. And as
you're going to Josh Hart me there for a second.
No, and as, well, no. Craig is threatening. Craig thought I might, though. I don't know if you saw his tweet today. He's big on the cartoons. He was nervous that I might pull that with him. But anyway, and I know it's a little self-serving, but because I love the gift so much and I've been so excited to give it to you, and I only have one caller on the line and I've been talking for 4 hours anyway, I figured why not make a segment out of it? So if you don't know Marco, Marco, besides being extremely talented, handsome, and just a good overall guy, he likes to wear flannel button-down shirts and underneath them, T-shirts of... mafia movies or different things. What do you got on today? I can't see it.
You can't see this?
No, it's the screen. Oh, no, you ain't. No, you ain't all right, Spider. So that's obviously a line. It's got a picture of De Niro and Joe Pesci on it from Goodfellas.
This was also a little ode to Ack, to Rich Ackerman. I know you talked to a couple hours ago with Ack with his Spider and Goodfellas and all that. That's an Ack's. I mean, we've must have talked how many times that we've joked about Goodfellow lines over the 13 years that I've been here and almost the 30 he has been. So this was also, I do this every day. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. Today I made sure I wore Goodfellas for Ack.
Okay. Nice. Goodfellas for Ack. I like it. So there are some people that are very difficult to shop for, but because you have this love of like 90s, 80s movies, T-shirts, I found it very easy to shop for you. And I found a website that had some, so I got you some things. Again, the size I'm not sure of because shrinking a little bit, but I wanted to make sure better too big than too small, especially since you wear them underneath flannels. But here's a couple t-shirts. I want to see if you like them.
Whoa, more than one. Are you crazy? How about this?
So let's see if you like them.
The law offices of Vincent LaGuardia Gambini.
Yes.
This is tremendous.
Yes. The law offices of Vincent Gambini.
This is good. You know what? And you got the size right. And the funny part is I actually have one that's similar to this.
Oh, do you?
But it's bigger, and it doesn't really fit anymore.
Oh, I went double X. I figured that was like the safest one.
Yeah, because I've talked this about in the air. I've kind of said this. I was at, and I knew I had to figure some things out in my life. Yeah. So now I'm just fat.
Right.
And at some point I hope to get to, you're not that fat.
Yeah.
But right now I'm still fat. So right now I can fit into this pretty good. But my other one was more for bra.
Right.
So now I don't really fit in bra.
Good.
So now I fit in fat.
All right,
so this is good.
I got you my cousin Vinny one.
All right, let's see. Let's see what the other
let's
ones
see
are.
What we got.
I feel like I'm opening a treasure chest.
Yeah.
It's Joey Callow.
Yeah.
Oh, the Tangiers.
Yes.
The hotel. I do not have this.
The hotel from Casino.
I do not have this, but I'm currently reading Casino.
Are
so
you?
So this works out perfectly.
You know, I've been meaning to talk to you. It sounds like Leonardo DiCaprio is going to be in Heat 2.
I haven't opened that yet.
You haven't opened the Heat 2 book
no,
yet?
No, I just finished the Steve Summers book.
Okay. Oh, did you?
And tremendous. If you're out there, and this is not just for Steve,
mm-hmm.
who we love.
Yep.
And yes, he's been on a bunch of shows and talking about his new book and signing, all that kind of stuff. Great read. Easy read. Tremendous read. Fun read.
Okay.
It really is. And I learned a lot, and I've known Steve a long time.
Right.
And some of these stories you knew, some of them you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Very open by Steve in a great book. So if you got a chance, if you're a Summers guy like you should be,
right.
Go get the Summers book. Let's see, the last one. What was this? Clemenza's Bakery. Leave the gun, take the cannoli.
Yep.
And look at this. And I picked it up last.
Yeah, that's my favorite
without
one.
Without even realizing.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
my
the best
favorite one.
This is tremendous.
Isn't that pretty cool? I like that one. Clemenza's Bakery.
You. Thank you. This
of
is,
course.
Too much. You're too
no,
kind.
No, not too
kind.
Much. It's a couple t-shirts. Too much. Thank you so much for helping me through these couple years. My first, job as a full-time host. You were always there for me. We had a lot of fun. I appreciate it. We went back and forth. Gio would make fun of us for yelling like two old men talking Yankees. So I really do appreciate you, man. You're part of the station here for the last, for a while now. You're my guy. It sucks. I feel for you. But hey. Bigger and better, and it's been a pleasure, man.
Thank you.
Been getting to know you has been great.
Echo the same statements and sentiments, and obviously we'll keep in touch, and good luck to you and everything, and I'm proud of you, and I'm happy for you. You deserve
Thank
every
you.
Inch of it. You've worked for it. You deserve every part of it, and that's not something that I say lightly, because I know how hard you worked at this for a long, long time. I've known you now for 13 years, because I've been in the building 13 years. I know you've been here longer than me. You earned it. You deserve every part of it. But I said to you off the air, and I'll say it on the air, and I'll let you know. There's one piece of advice that's very, 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 very important.
Yeah.
As you embark on your new career, as the afternoon drive here on WFAN, the iconic WFAN, your afternoon drive.
I know.
With Craig Carton.
Crazy.
Think about that for a second.
I've tried to wrap my mind around it, yes.
And come January 5th, you're going to take over in New York with that, an afternoon drive.
Yes.
But this is something that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
And you really heed these words.
Okay.
And I mean this.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only advice that I can give you. Don't you let Craig make you fat. You keep that sexy body just the way it is.
It is a concern. Not necessarily he's going to make me fat, but he ain't going to help me get off of being fat. The guy loves to eat. And we're constantly getting food deliveries.
Craig's big on the food, man.
Yeah, big on the food. He'll be craving rainbow cookies, and the next thing you know, we're swimming in them out in the newsroom. So
and keep
like,
in mind that newsroom's going to be quite bare, so there's not as many people going to be able to eat that food
right.
for you. You don't have fatties
true.
Like me going to be around to be able to poach some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Don't you let Craig make you fat.
Yeah, I hear you.
You keep that sexy
I'll
body.
I'll try and
if
work
I,
on it.
If I may, Marco was the first ever... update guy I met. I started working here 3.5 years ago. To this day, still haven't gotten his phone number. So right before I leave here in less than an hour, I'm going to ask for that because...
I got to tell you, Alex, I'm stunned by that news. I was unaware.
Really?
I thought every listener had it by now. I had no idea.
Really enjoyed working with you, man. And all the best to you in the future.
Thanks, Alex. Pleasure's been mine, man.
No, really. So thank you very much. It was a pleasure working with you. Best of luck. We're going to miss you. I'm going to miss you.
Love you guys.
Love you too, buddy. Enjoy the shirts. Hope they fit. That Clemenza Bakery one. That's what got the whole ball rolling. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the fan. Let's get back to the calls. Joe in East Meadow. What's up, Joe?
Hey, C-Mac, really excited for you in the new endeavor. Really excited. And also for Loogie. I love Loogie. And you're going to be working with Hoff, right? I'm a
yes.
longtime friend of Hoff. Actually played flag football with Hoff back in the day. I wanted to talk a little Jets. I'll say one thing. I know the Jets, there's a lot of talk about the quarterback and Mendoza and who knows if we'll trade with the Giants for them one pick. Wanted to get your thoughts. I mean, these draft picks are literally lottery tickets. We've seen that over the past couple of years with these quarterbacks. You're looking at Ward now. Is he the right fit or not? You're looking at Caleb Williams while to develop. Personally, I think with Mendoza, even the way he interviews is weird. He's just an awkward guy. I know he's super talented. But what do you think about the Jets taking their boatload of picks and going after Joe Burrow, a proven commodity, given four first-round picks, and just for the first time since Joe Namath, having a quarterback in the room that's legitimate? I mean, we're looking at Ray Lucas, Chad Pennington. I mean, these are guys, they haven't had a quarterback in 60 years. Can we just finally get it right and go and pay for the quarterback that gives you an identity and makes you relevant? I'm so upset about the way that they've operated. Tyrod Taylor, Justin Fields, is it on the GM to just get this done and put a quarterback in the room that someone respects for the first time since the Mets won the World Series in 69? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. Joe Burrow, again, spoke yesterday, or earlier today, actually, and kind of gave some rote answers about, when asked, could you envision yourself playing for another team besides the Bengals? And he said, no, I don't think I could envision that. But then went on to say crazier things happen. Micah Parsons was traded. We have seen, stranger things. And it didn't make me feel any one way or another different about it. I think it's very possible that they could move him. It's hard to move a player as good as Joe Burrow. Now, having said that, he hasn't won as much as you would think. Even when healthy, even when he's played, they haven't won as much as you would think. But they are a different football team. Like, they're a dangerous football team when he's out there. I think you're better served drafting the quarterback and building that way. But I wouldn't be opposed to it. My only issue, and I said this before, and this is, I don't like to do things like this. I typically don't like to feel this way and think of a situation in this direction. But for some reason, when I hear Joe Burrow speak and I hear him, sad, for lack of a better term, disenchanted, frustrated, kind of, questioning his passion for the game in some ways, it's hard not to think that that is not the best scenario for the New York Jets. And I know you shouldn't, you can't think of the past and you can't wrap yourself in the failures of the past and say, well, that's ridiculous. Well, the Jets, just because it hasn't worked before doesn't mean it wouldn't work here. But just the idea of someone who is struggling with the idea of passion for the game. Right. And in some ways, that was Aaron Rodgers. Right. Apparently he claims he went into that darkness retreat half retired or 75% retired and then came out rejuvenated and determined to play and intended to play for the Jets. Does the Jets right now, is this the franchise run by Woody Johnson that you would trust to turn around a player who's lost passion for the game in some way? Is the New York Jets and the losing and the media and everything that comes with the New York Jets, is that really the place to turn around a veteran who's looking to re-find his love of the game? Like, I just have a tough time with it. And I know I hate saying it. As I'm saying it, it's like, why are they different than any other team? I don't know. Because they have the longest playoff drought in professional sports? Because they're the Jets? Because they bring Aaron Rodgers here and immediately he gets hurt and it doesn't work out. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh might probably go to the playoffs with him. I'm not saying they're winning a Super Bowl with him, but they might win a division with him. Like, it just feels like I would be very, very, very hesitant to give up a ton of picks for a quarterback right now who is struggling to find his passion for the game. And unless that's all a facade and he just doesn't like his situation with Cincinnati and he doesn't know how to really express it, and it's coming off as sad, and it's coming off. But he's talked, like, some of the quotes are, you know, if this isn't about, if I'm not having fun, then what the hell are we doing here? Like, he's talking about not having fun. I just have a tough time thinking, oh, let's bring him over to the Jets. That's where people find their passion and their fun. Steve in Jersey. What's up, Steve?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
I want to talk to you a little about the 60s Yankees, a little reminiscing. I know I'm a lot older than you. I'm 76 and I mean, probably 40-something.
I mean, I don't know how much reminiscing I can do about it. I can, you know, I wasn't there. So, I mean, I guess.
I know, but I'm. But I do know some of the guys.
I do. Well, you know, I know the guys. Yeah, I probably know more than some. But yes, go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm just going to, I was going to like name some of them. Name some of them. Maybe you fill in a couple names that I do not know.
You just want to name them, or you want to tell me about this this player and why you were a fan of his? Or, like, are we just naming rosters? Well,
yeah, no, first I was just going to name the starting players and the nine guys. I think I can name all nine.
Of what
and
year's team?
Of course, 62, 63, 64.
Okay. Not after that final World Series appearance when they went right off the cliff?
No.
No. Surprising. What a shocker. No.
Well, what year was that? That was late. I mean, I know Mantle was falling down.
Yeah, well, Mantle's last year was 69. He only played a handful of games. And then they had that last World Series against the Cardinals in 64 and then kind of fell off the cliff after that for a long time.
That was Thompson and shot heard around the world, right?
No.
I thought he was on the St. Louis Cardinals. I guess I'm wrong.
Oh, Bobby Thompson?
Bobby Thompson, you know.
I have no idea. He might have been on the Cardinals by then, but he wasn't on the Giants hitting the shot heard around the world in 1965. I have no idea. I don't know Bobby Thompson's. I have time to give out shirts. I don't have time to go through the entire 1964 roster. I'm sorry. Bobby Thompson. Bobby Thompson. Did he play for the 1965? I was going to say I'd be surprised because the shot heard around the world was, what, 47? 51? What am I drawing? What year? 51? Why do I want to say that? But he did not play. His last year, he never played with the Cardinals, and his last year was 1960. So he was not on the late... the mid-60s Cardinals. And that was the... You know what? The shot heard around the world. And you get... refers to the first shot fired, the battles of Lexington and Concord. That's hey, you know what? That's good. It should be about that. Shot heard around the world. It also refers to the shot by Bobby Thompson in 1951. I was right. My second guess, 51. But you type in shot heard around the world, and it's funny, too. I still haven't watched the documentary about the Revolutionary War. It's amazing to me, because I'll tell you, I talked a little bit about TV. We're going to get back to the calls and take us. I did the whole thing. I'm not going to do it again, to bore you to tears, about Pluribus on Apple Plus TV. It is, let me just give you this, because so it'll get into the context of what I want to say next, but I already did this yesterday. The Pluribus on Apple TV Plus is the epitome of the show where the premise is good. You want to know what happens next, but the show absolutely sucks. I am bored to tears with it. I'm on my phone through half the episode. I'm playing games while we're watching it because it is so boring. She does absolutely nothing. I understand. I've read articles and watched YouTube clips about long storytelling, and I don't care. I'm bored to tears of the show, but yet I'm able to stay awake through it. I don't want to knock Ken Burns, and the documentary, from what I've seen, is fantastic. Ken Burns baseball is one of my favorite things, And you know what's funny? I go to sleep to it sometimes. Like, if I was ever tired, I haven't. It doesn't stream on anything now. You can't get it on anything. But there was a time when it was streaming on something, and I used to use it to go to sleep to. If I couldn't fall asleep, I put on Ken Burns Baseball. It has that kind of melodic way of speaking, and like it was a good thing to fall asleep to, along with Lord of the Rings and 24. But that's just because I could close my eyes, and by listening, I could vision it because I knew it so well, and that would help me go to sleep. I didn't have to watch it to actually watch it. I could watch it with my eyes closed. But this documentary that Ken Burns just came out with, obviously the Civil War is fantastic. Baseball, fantastic. He just came out with the Revolutionary War. I'm in. I want to watch it so bad. I can't put it on for more than 20 minutes without falling asleep. I don't know what it is. Maybe it is because it has that same speaking tone of the baseball documentaries, and I'm used to falling asleep to that. I don't know what it is. But I have tried to watch it 3 or 4 times, and every time I do, I pop up, and it's been like 25 minutes, a half hour. Like, I cannot stay awake. Now, I also have the world's worst sleep schedule, and I have no sleep. So the second I get comfortable, it is easy for me to fall asleep. But I don't know what it is. Pluribus bores me to tears. I could care less. I'm doing everything else, but I stay awake through it. But you put on this documentary about the American Revolution, as fascinated as I am, out. And I feel bad because I don't want to tell that story and make it seem like it's a boring documentary or Ken Burns didn't put together a fine piece of art. He did. And I'm fascinated by the subject. Ever since I watched the Netflix show about the assassination of James Garfield on Netflix, it was incredible. It was really, really well done. And it was so fascinating. And I had never heard the name of the assassin. Like, It is unbelievable to me that the president of the United States, I don't care what year it was, and I don't care that he was only president for a few months. The president of the United States was assassinated. And I didn't even necessarily remember learning at school, and I had never heard the name of the assassin. Never. How is that possible? How is it possible that the president of the United States was assassinated, and I couldn't tell you who it was? I mean, the other, like, Lee Harvey Oswald is household name. John Wilkes Booth, household name. The guy who killed Grover Cleveland? I mean, James Garfield, sorry. The guy who killed James Garfield? I don't even know James Garfield's name. I'm getting confused with Grover Cleveland. How is that possible?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right. 11:27, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. Another half hour as we take it till midnight. Gordon Damer will come your way then. 888-808-1019. Hopefully the traffic is... I've never been as close to missing a show as I was today. And when I say miss, I mean the missed start of. I've never been as close to missing the start of a show as I was today. I was in my car for 3 hours. My wife had something to do. I had to get the kids off the bus. And they get off the bus at like 3:55. It was right around like 3:57. I got them off the bus inside, left them with my mother for a little bit. She was going to be home in a few minutes. Got in the car at like 4:05, 4:06 to head here. I literally parked outside at 6:57 and had to run up here. It was brutal. Never in my life was I worried that I was going to miss the start of a show. Almost happened today. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, I was just talking to Marco again. Those shirts were fun. Easy guy to shop for. That's what... Have passions. Do the same thing. Have things that you're known for. That way, when people want to get you gifts, they know exactly what to get you. And, again, Marco... When I took over the overnights, and again, wasn't that long ago. 2.5 years, my first ever full-time gig as a host. Took me some time to get comfortable. You know, him and Fleegs, we were a team. You know, come the holidays this time of year, you never always work together, so it's kind of, you know, weird. But the idea that not going to be working with him anymore, not going to be working with Fleegs anymore, sad. And I wish Marco the best. Him and his family, just a really great, he's just a great dude. Funny, you know, laid back, works hard, works his ass off, works long hours. That's a long shift. He does a great job. Wish him the best. Pete Pilotti is another one. Maybe I'll talk about Pete a little bit as well. Pete Pilotti is saying goodbye as well. He will not be back after the new year. He's currently producing the overnights with Pat Boyle, but I came up with Pete. Pete and I were in the same internship class back in 07. And then Pete and I worked with Steve Summers. He was the producer. I was the board op for Summers for years. Years. And, you know, just a great dude, given, you know, has worked really hard at this place, been here forever. Been here as long as I have, going on 19 years. Too many guys to even mention, but Pete in particular, I came up with, worked with together forever. Great guy, great family man, really good dude. The great Pete Pilotti. The thing about Pete was, and now we can tell these stories because I said nice things. The thing about Pete, working with Summers can be a little nerve-wracking, right? Every first-time board op that would come in and work with Steve, It's a little nerve-wracking because Steve's a great guy, unbelievable guy, treated us great, wasn't like high maintenance necessarily, except for one thing. When he would throw the sound, he wanted that sound to, like, he didn't want any dead air whatsoever. If he threw the sound, Steve wanted it played before he even finished his last sentence, before he finished the last word of throwing it, like, in New York City, and you better have it hitting before city. Like, he wanted that sound hit immediately. And it was, you know, it's a little nerve-wracking. You got to make sure you have it, you know, you're clicking a mouse. Sometimes the computer doesn't fire, whatever. It's nerve-wracking sometimes working for Steve. And he would have a piece ready, and you wouldn't know exactly when he was going to throw to it. Like, we didn't go over, he didn't tell us the exact word that would be the last word or what part of his open that he would go to it. He just said, have this ready. And so we're just sitting there waiting. He's talking, we're waiting. He would give you a little bit of a warning with a hand up or something, but we'd be sitting there waiting, making sure we're ready to hit the open. The piece is ready. Is the piece ready? Is this ready? Is this ready? And Pete was a little nervous when we were first starting out. And it was me and him, you know, new hires practically, and in there running with Steve. And man, Pete used to blow in his hands. Like, he'd be like behind me, getting ready for me to hit the button to fire off Steve's open. And he'd be pacing and he'd be blowing in his hands. And I'm like, Pete, you're making me nervous. We'll be all right. What's the worst thing that happened? I could promise that between the two of us, we could take him. If it gets to that, Pete, relax. But that was Pete. Always wanted to do a good job. Always on top of things. Going to miss seeing him around too. Maybe I'll catch him. I know he's on the overnight tonight, so maybe I'll catch him. 888-808-1019. James in North Arlington. What's up, James?
Oh, thanks for taking my call. Congratulations. I like how you're talking about history. You better start getting ready to talk about the food channel, because
they're
going to have so much food in your studio. I mean, on the morning show, they've already been talking about how there'll be food everywhere that, well, I mean, you know,
There's no doubt about it. Craig is known for having some food here. There's no doubt. And famous stories of China, when he was doing Boomer and Carton, Chinese food at all hours of the morning. Like, it was just, you know, that's Craig. But I can tell you, like, yeah, he's constantly talking about things. And then things come here. He's working with delis and he's like doing all this stuff. So, like, there's always something.
But he also knows how to plug. He also knows how to plug restaurants, so you're going to open up your world now to be able to go out to eat with your friends, your wife, your family, because he's a great plugger. I mean, I love him, and I think it's great the way he can mix sport talk with restaurants, with plugging, and I mean, you're going to be having a great time.
No, I mean,
I guess the people overnight are going to miss you.
Yes.
But they can always listen to you now earlier, and now you can do it a lot more at home, because now you'll be able to sleep a little bit.
Well, I'll be able to sleep a little bit, no doubt. I am going to see my kids a little bit less, but that's all right. I had to stop coaching some of the teams, but that's okay. Still see plenty of them on the weekends and at night, and still be doing the morning routine that I've grown accustomed to over the last few years. Breakfast, getting them on the bus, all that stuff. I'll still have the mornings with them and see them on the weekend and at night. You know, they're getting old enough now where they should be up still when I get home for a while. But I mean, right now with this schedule, I was with them every. They were either sleeping at school or with me, so that's going to change a little bit. But they'll understand, and the sleep schedule absolutely. And I am going to miss doing the overnights. Look, it was my own show. I do whatever I want to do. I come in here, and I got a real connection. I mentioned Fleegs and Marco, but also the audience and the callers, even Brett in Long Island. Who we had our battles, even Eddie and Rocklin, who, you know, gets on my nerves sometimes. All the callers. And I am going to do more overnights. I think my final overnight will be the Friday before we start. I think Friday, what is it, the 2nd? I think I'm doing the Friday, the 2nd overnight. So that will be my last overnight. So I still have time. I'll still get to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. The overnight crew isn't going anywhere just yet. I think I'm all over the place in between, but I will be doing one final overnight the Friday morning before we start January 5th. So still time to say goodbye to the overnight gang. And I'm going to miss it. And again, I talk about this a lot. I know, as he was saying, let it sink in. You're doing an afternoon drive in New York, which with my years with Mike, and we'll do all this stuff again. I don't know why I'm doing it right now necessarily, but my years with Mike, I learned the real estate, the prime real estate that afternoon drive in New York City is. I mean, I worked with Mike for a long time, and that was one of the main things that I really got from him, the respect for this time slot. And what him and Mike, you know, what Mike and the Mad Dog turned this time slot into and what it is. And then obviously to work with Craig and everything. But like, I mean, the real estate that afternoon drive show is still having a tough time wrapping my mind around it. But the overnight was, I was just as excited when I got that, man. I'm telling you, I worked really hard, long time, and years of no movement, years of just nothing for anyone behind the glass. Like, we didn't get shows. It wasn't like that. It was really stagnant for a long time as far as that department went, and then kind of bursted through, and it took me a long time even from there. But I remember when Spike called me into the office and told me I was getting the overnight job. Even that was like, oh, holy cow. Like, it's crazy. So looking forward to it. We'll get to it. But I'm still here right now, and I'll be with you Friday night. And then I'll be with you Monday, Tuesday, the week of Christmas. And then I'll be with you the entire week of the New Year's week. So I ain't going anywhere just yet. 888-808-1019. John in Manhattan. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Congrats on the afternoon drive. Very happy for you. Wanted to make a Met point, but real quick. I've never called in before, and I heard you talking about the shot heard around the world. My grandpa, who passed away 21 years ago yesterday, mm-hmm. He actually was in spring training with Ralph Branca, who gave up the shot heard around the world.
Right, of course.
And he would have been on that Brooklyn Dodger team, but unfortunately got drafted to World War II about 2 weeks before spring training, so he couldn't make it. But yeah, crazy story. Crazy story.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, I'm just so frustrated with this Mets starting rotation. The Weaver signing pissed me off even more. I think he could bounce back, but what do you think they're going to do? I mean, Manaea, I think he could have a bounce back year. I'm very worried about Senga. You're going to have McClain. Peterson is still a what if. Where do you see them going from this? Because I don't see them spending much more on the rotation.
Yeah, I mean, that's the question. It doesn't sound that way. It does not sound like they're going to spend money in free agency. So at the starting pitching department, at least, I would think they're going to go try to improve it via trade. I think they have to go try and improve it via trade. I think the Yankees and them should both be on Peralta. I don't know if I would trade for Skubal. As much as they need an ace and as much as he would help them, until they prove to me they're going to build a better team than this. If they go out and sign Bellinger and then they go out and sign, like, I don't know. Well, I mean, I'd have to see more of a, like, if they go get Bellinger, I guess I'm more open to Skubal. But right now, I can't even imagine trading for Skubal and what you have to give up. They are not one starting pitcher away, as much as he would help them. You're going to trade what it's going to take to get Skubal for 1 year and then give him $300 million, $400 million next year, or maybe lose out to the Dodgers? Like, I just don't know if the team is ready to win at that level right now. If they go out and spend more money and they go out and put together a better team, and they go out and get, like, Bellinger and Tucker, and now you've got Bellinger as your center fielder and Tucker as your right fielder, and your outfield is Soto, Tucker, Bellinger, yeah, then I would be willing to trade for Skubal. But I just don't know. He's going to get a massive haul, and then you're going to have to go pay him. Are you going to trade that massive haul for 1 year of Skubal? I just don't know if you can do that. Mike in Manhattan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Chris, Eddie from Rock, the man. Heard my name, so I had to sneak in.
Yeah, you could have just came as Eddie and Rock then. But
I tried. They rang and rang like it was no tomorrow, so gotcha. I just let it ride.
What's up?
But let me ask you a couple of questions, serious questions now. No joking.
I'm sure they are.
I've been a listener since, you know, mid-'80s. Now, you're coaching from Mike Francesa's tree, right? You would say that you would learn from his tree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Lou, you and Craig worked before, but now you're kind of on an even playing field. Will you smooth that relationship out and have Mike on and bring Mike back to the fan?
I don't. I haven't given that much
thought.
Come
on, Chris.
I haven't given that much thought.
Why not?
I mean, maybe.
You never talked to Craig about that? You never talked to Craig about his relationship with Mike?
Not really, no.
Oh. Well, I'm pretty sure it'll come up.
I'm sure. Maybe it will. Maybe it won't. I have no idea. But, I mean, that's an interesting thought. But, no, I haven't really given it much thought. I'm more worried about just trying to do as good a job as I can before I worry about, you know,
Chris, building bridges.
Mm-hmm.
How old was Mike when he got Mike and the Mad Dog? You know that age? He was like 32. Wasn't he like 32 or something?
I'm trying to think. Mike is born in 54, I think. So, yeah, so I'm like 35 maybe.
Yeah. So you're not far behind him, but no. So you're 42, right? And a birthday coming up in 2 days. Birthday. Another celebration. But do me one favor, man.
Yeah.
You said the time is changing again. Andrew and Tavis, man, don't come home and wake up and find them 40-year-old laying on the couch. Put some time in, you know.
I have no doubt I will. I've coached every team they've ever played for. I've put a lot of time in. That's been the without question, besides doing the job and being a full-time host on the station. And even that, I would say, is secondary to the best part of this. The job I've had for the last 2.5 years is I spent every waking moment with them. So I've had a great 2 years with the kids. I've been with them they were either at school or sleeping or with me. Those are the three options. They were either with me at school or I literally put them on the bus, picked them up off the bus. So, I have no fear of just waking up and not knowing my kids. But thanks for the thought. Bill in Brooklyn. What's up, Bill?
D-Mac, what's going on, pal? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did we have a celebratory colossal shrimp yet, or are we waiting for the check to clear January 5th?
Yeah, we're waiting. We're waiting before I spend $12 a shrimp. Absolutely, we're waiting.
All right. Perfect. Let me Craig by the first round. Serious question though.
Yeah.
What are our Yankees doing? We're just sitting on our hands. From the World Series 2 years ago to now, our bullpen doesn't look the same. The lineup doesn't look the same. Come opening day, what is this team going to look like? Because right now, I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not confident in our Yankees. I just don't know what we're looking at. We're not doing anything.
Yeah, I mean, but again, I don't like who would you want that they haven't like signed? I mean, well, I'm sure I say, who would you want for the Yankees that went somewhere else? Outside, I mean, like, did you expect them to get Pete Alonso? Did you expect them to get, Devin Williams or Edwin Diaz? Like, who? It's not like Bellinger went somewhere else. It's not like Michael King went somewhere else, or some of the starting pitchers that they've been connected to via trade have been traded somewhere else. Like, everyone's kind of waiting. The biggest names still haven't been off the board.
We can't run this team back. We don't even know if we're going to run this team back. Our bullpen's been shot for years, okay?
I disagree, but
Luke Weaver, Devin, I mean, come on. I mean, Luke Weaver and Devin Williams couldn't hit the ocean from the boat. Come on. They were not good. Let's be honest. Our bullpen last year was
not good.
Together. We weren't,
yeah, I agree
we're not reliable.
I just don't agree with years, but yes, last year was a rough bullpen for them. They're typically much better at building a bullpen. Last year was tough.
If Rendon is not going to be our, let's see, 3 or 4, see how he's going to hold up. You're going to expect Cole and Schittler to be our go-tos, right? And then you have, of course, Max Fried. Okay, I'll give you that. But at the end of the day, we all know, come playoffs, we need offense. And this team strikes out. They don't hit for average. Judge came alive in the playoffs. We all could agree to that. But at the end of the day, what are we doing? We can't run back with Volpe. They're gonna have him out midseason. They're not gonna fill holes.
He won't be out that long. Right? He won't be out midseason. He's gonna be back. He's gonna be back earlier than that.
Okay,
I agree with you. I we'll see. But they need to add some. You know, I would like to upgrade offensively. I would with. Someone in the infield. I don't disagree with you, but let's be honest. I mean, I know they don't hit for average and everything, but like the offense led the American League in run scored. The offense led the American League in on base in OPS. Like, it's not a bad offensive team. They scored more runs than anybody else in the American League.
But come the good pitch in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't buy it. I mean, that's
well,
just
look at Toronto, but see, Mac, look at Toronto. Toronto,
the same team was in last place last year. The Toronto Blue Jays, the same players. I know they were hitting for average. They had one good run and one good season. Like,
but their 79 hitters were on base.
I understand that, but what were they before last year? It was the same team. Clement was with them last year. Obviously, Vladimir Guerrero was with them last year. Bichette was with them last year. Like, it was the same team. They finished in last place. Like, they had a really good run. Can we not point to them as some sort of, like, look how it's done, Chris? They were in last place last year. They had a good year last year. They had a great year last year and had a good run.
Are we going to use the Susan Wolman that's baseball? Are we going to go with that one?
Yes, I'm going to look at the Toronto Blue Jays. You want to look at them and declare them the way teams need to be built because they won one season? They were in last place last year. You make it sound like they found the formula to win. They hadn't won a playoff game in the entire era of Vladimir Guerrero Jr. But they didn't win a playoff game before last year.
But coming off of the World Series, everybody said the Yankees were going to walk through the American League, and we didn't.
I don't think anybody said that. I don't think anybody said they were going to walk through the American League. I was damn. I admit after they beat Boston, I was confident. I admit that Boston was the team that scared me. And when they got past Boston, I thought they were going to beat Toronto. I was wrong. And Toronto went through and had a really good run. But again, Toronto was one inning away from losing in Game 7 to the Seattle Mariners. Do you think the Yankees aren't as good as the Seattle Mariners? Like, I'm just saying, postseason success in one season. I'm not pointing to the Toronto Blue Jays and saying, look, there is the blueprint to be a great postseason team. Like, they were a last-place team last year with the same people. They were the team that couldn't win a playoff game. They got swept. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. went off this year. He was a bad postseason player prior to that. That's the difference. The difference is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was incredible, and he stunk before that. If Vladimir Guerrero Jr. stunk, it wouldn't have mattered that Clement got how many hits. I like the Blue Jays. They were a good team. They played great all year. But I'm not ready to point to them as some sort of definitive way to build a winning team in the postseason. I'm not. Because you know who else struck out? You want to go through the numbers? You said, oh, they struck out when it comes to the good pitching? The Dodgers. Do you know what they hit? They won back-to-back World Series. You know what they hit in the World Series as a team against the Yankees in 2024? 200. You know what they hit as a collective in this World Series against Toronto? 200. And they won both series hitting 200. Because they hit home runs in key moments. They didn't hit it all for game one, and then they hit a grand slam that won the game for them. Like, that's it. They went hitless for how many innings? Until Freddie Freeman hit a home run in the 18th inning.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The idea that the Yankee offense of last year cannot win, will not win, absolutely not, can't do it, never happen, like, I disagree with. Now, do I want them to improve from that team? Yes, I do. Not saying I don't want them to improve. And they could always stand to add some more contact hitters. I'm not saying that they shouldn't get more contact hitters. They should. It's a weakness of theirs. You should always look to strengthen a weakness. But when I'm sorry. You can't just give me the good pitching. It's just such an easy, cliched, lazy argument. The Dodgers didn't hit for average either. And they've won back-to-back championships. The Yankees need to go and play their game and hit home runs. And the home runs don't disappear. The home runs disappear just for the Yankees. The Blue Jays hit home runs. Dodgers hit home runs. The Yankees need to hit home runs. They're a home run hitting team. You can win that way. You just need to do it. You need Jazz to be himself. You need guys to play that. You need Giancarlo Stanton to actually come through. You need the players to do it. And if you think that you could just get some light hitting contact hitter and suddenly, well, they'll be better suited for postseason run, okay. Or they could be best suited to finish in last place like the Blue Jays did last year. Michael in Brooklyn, what's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Yeah, as a Mets fan, born and raised here in New York, born and raised Mets fan, it's just like it seems like they're doing everything wrong. You got, like, this owner that comes in and he hired a GM that's good for a small market team. He's not good for a shark team. Well, you know, you have a guy that wants to make a winning team. The Mets, for what they have, is they got rid of Alonso to save $10 million a year. Sign Polanco, who's mm-hmm. played first base. They talk about defense, who's played one inning at first base.
Yeah.
And that's their replacement, number one. Number two, you have to take Clay Holmes and you got to take Clay Holmes and Peterson and put them as one pitcher. Each one could pitch three innings, four innings, because they were lights out in the beginning of the year. They never pitched that many innings. They washed them up at the end of the year. They were done. So from the beginning of the year, those two have to be one pitcher in one game. Each could pitch four innings. One could go five. One could go four. They could each go three just to save their bullpen. And them two together will be one ace from the beginning of the year.
Yeah, I mean, just piggyback them from the beginning of the year.
100%. They did it. They tried it last year, but when they were washed out, their arms were jello. They did it last year. Both of them had mid two ERAs or lower.
You just think you have two half pitchers in them. They're incapable. Yeah, I don't know if you could do that all year. I don't know if you can go into a plan where you just have two starting pitchers for a day. I mean, I guess you could. I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know if I want to, you know, They're paying Clay Holmes a lot of money. You want to just make him a three-inning pitcher once every fifth day? Guy's throwing a no-hitter. You got to take him out in four because you've already allotted that day to Peterson. What happens if Peterson doesn't start? Then he's got to wait. You can't just piggyback them together over and over again. You're going to take out – what if he's having a great game? You're going to take him out to throw in Peterson? Like, it just doesn't make any sense. In big games where you know the minute you start to falter, you can go to that guy, it makes more sense. But, like, over the course of 162, you're not going to have 33 starts of half Peterson, half I'd be surprised. But, I mean, they need to impact the rotation. And I don't think David Stearns can't. Like, this is such an overreaction. I don't think he can't handle a big market team where it's like he can't do this, he can't do that. Like, I'm concerned about how he's choosing to handle this thing, but to make the assessment that he's incapable or has no desire, right now, who's the big, like, Pete Alonso and Nimmo? Diaz, they completely screwed up. I don't think that had anything to do with big market, small market. I think they wanted Diaz. I think they completely screwed it up. They were playing the market, and they didn't think, you know, they always thought that he would come back, and they wanted to pay him as little as they could. They wanted to get him at the best number possible, so they played the game and said, well, come back to us when you get better. And he said no. But outside of that, like, they didn't want Pete. And it's not about the money. They don't want Pete. And they didn't want Nimmo. They want a different type of team. And they did pay Juan Soto a lot of money. I don't think he's beyond paying the right player money. I just don't think the right player has hit the market for him. And I think it's way too early to make long-term assessments on what Steve Cohen is and what he won't do. Right now, here's what we got a good feel for. He is not yet willing to go outside of his comfort zone and spend more years or more money on a player that he deems worthy. Now, they did on Juan Soto. He was worthy of whatever. They don't view Bellinger. They don't view Alonso. They don't view Tucker as that type of player. Will they view Scoople as that type of player? I don't know. Will they view a Bobby Witt Jr.? I don't know. Someone like that who may eventually hit the free agent market. I don't know. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Gordon is next. Thanks to Alex on the other side. I'll be with you Friday night. Until then, bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.